بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الليل فسبحه وإدبار النجوم.
The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest deed of the human being. It elevates their life, brings them peace and happiness, and enables them to fulfill the real mission of their life in this world. Among the ways of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waking up at night for Salatul Layl. The Holy Quran and Hadith have much to say about this very important part of the worship of a believer. Its merits and effects are tremendous. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "The honor and greatness of a believer lies in his praying at night." He alayhi salam also says, "Allah says wealth and children are an ornament of the life of this world. But the 8 rak'ahs recited by a servant at the end of the night are an ornament of the hereafter." There are so many benefits mentioned in narrations that one will get when they pray Salat al-Layl. The time for Salat al-Layl begins after the Islamic midnight until the time for Fajr, morning prayers. The best time for it is as close to the Fajr prayers as possible. Salat al-Layl consists of a total of 11 rak'ahs divided into the following prayers. Number 1, Nafila of Layl. It has 8 rak'ahs. This means 4 prayers with 2 rak'ahs in each prayer. Number 2, Salat al-Shafa. It has 2 rak'ahs. And number 3, Salat al-Witr. It has 1 rak'ah. The method of Nafila of Layl. First, intention. Your intention does not need to be read verbally. I am praying 2 rak'ah Nafila of Layl, Qurbatan illallah. Note here that we did not say wajiban qurbatan as in the normal 5 daily prayers. We just said qurbatan illallah, seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know that Salat al-Layl is highly mustahab and recommended and not wajib for us. Then do takbiratul ihram, Allahu Akbar. Then in the first rak'ah, we recite Surat al-Fatiha followed by Surat al-Tawheed, also known as Surat al-Ikhlas, then ruku' and then the 2 sajdas. In the second rak'ah, we recite Surat al-Fatiha and is recommended to recite Surat al-Kafirun after Fatiha. Note, if you do not have enough time or find it hard, it is permissible to recite Surat al-Fatiha alone. Then it is highly recommended to practice the qunut in the second rak'ah. It is sufficient to repeat Subhanallah 3 times. Then do ruku' and the 2 sajdas. Then do tashahud and then the salam and you're done. Complete this whole method 4 times in order to satisfy the 8 rak'ah of Nafilat al-Layl. Method of Salat al-Shafa. First, the niyyah, intention. I am praying 2 rak'ah of Salat al-Shafa qurbatan illallah. Then takbiratul ihram, then recite Surat al-Fatiha followed by Surat al-Tawheed in the first rak'ah. It is also recommended to recite Surat al-Nas in this rak'ah. Then do ruku' and the 2 sajdas. Then stand up for the second rak'ah and recite Surat al-Fatiha followed by Surat al-Tawheed in the second rak'ah. It is also recommended to recite Surat al-Falaq in this rak'ah. Note, there is no qunut in Salat al-Shafa. Now we do ruku' and the 2 sajdas. Now recite the tashahud and the salam and we have completed Salat al-Shafa. Method of Salat al-Witr. First is the intention. I am praying 1 rak'ah of Salat al-Witr qurbatan illallah. Now takbiratul ihram, Allahu Akbar. Now recite Surat al-Fatiha. After that recite Surat al-Tawheed 3 times. Then recite Surat al-Falaq once. Then recite Surat al-Nas once. Now raise your hands for qunut. It is highly emphasized to be humble and tearful in Salat al-Witr. Then say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. I seek forgiveness of Allah my Lord and I turn to Him 70 times. Narrations have confirmed that one who prays for the good of 40 believers shall have all their prayers responded. Now say, Allahumma ighfirli, and then mention the names of those believers. For example, while our hands are in qunut, I say, Allahumma ighfirli my mother, Allahumma ighfirli my father, Allahumma ighfirli my sister Zainab, Allahumma ighfirli my teacher Ali, and etc. It is recommended to remember the scholars who have served and propagated Islam. If it is not possible to name 40 believers, name as many as possible and then say, Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. Whilst in Qunut, we now say, Al-Afu, 300 times. I ask for your forgiveness. There are many other du'as one can say during Salat al-Witr. In the words of Sheikh Tusi, the supplications for Qunut are too numerous to be counted. After you have finished all your du'as in Qunut, do rukur and the two sajdas and finish the prayer by doing tashahud and taslim. One who cannot do all of the 11 rak'ahs can just do Salat al-Shaf and Salat al-Witr. If this is still hard, one can just do Salat al-Witr. If one did not wake up during the night, you can do it as qada or missed prayer during the day. One that continues to pray Salat al-Layl will see a guaranteed change in their life by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.